It's Monday, the 6th of June, 8 a.m. It's a beautiful morning. Beautiful morning. Sunshine again. We've had incredible weather during May, particularly the last couple of weeks. I would be afraid to use the word unbelievable, but totally enjoyable. I'm standing just at the corner of the back of the house this time. Just to the side of the back door. I've got a different view to face due east across the garden, along the garden if you like. Looking at the hardy rhododendron, that beautiful deep lilac colour. It's totally adorned in flowers. It's just, for such a small shrub, well, small by that standard, it'll grow really massive. It's about 6 feet tall, just absolutely covered. The apple tree is in almost full bloom. White, beautiful. Beautiful pure white blossom. Pink pearl is almost on the edge of being past its best. I think it was colour being washed out by all the intense sun. The alums are up 5 feet high, white and purple. Columbine, whichever side of the path it's on, either pale pink or purple. I could go on. It's just that for a garden that needed so much attention and replanting, I'm very proud of it. It's done wonders this year, and I think the good weather's helped. I know the good weather's helped. The good weather also helped in another way. I'm feeling much better because the sun shines, and I think most of us do, unless, maybe, I don't know, if you stay in a part of the world that has so much sunshine that it's too much for you and you hide away from it. That can happen when people move, they don't realise just how much sun. I think many a person has fled this country or other countries and went to Australia or Arizona, Nevada or any of those places, and within a year have come home far too hot from, or had to endure and stay because they had work. Well, why am I going down this complicated route this morning? I'm not really, I didn't intend to do that. I'm just saying this here in this country, in this part of the world. Getting a long spell of sunshine, warm, hot, dry days does make an incredible difference to people's well-being. Why do I have so much problem saying well-being? Yeah, anyway. So, it has been great. And it's also helped because past a wee while now I've had something stressful play in my mind. Nothing to do with what I would call, nothing to do with personal stuff, family or anything. But there's something that's planned to go ahead in this area that has been playing my mind, and that just means others around here. I won't say what it is, but I'm hoping it doesn't go ahead because it will have an effect on the neighbourhood. These things happen, I know, but so that's been playing my mind quite a lot. In fact, yesterday I spent a lot of time reading through files and planning applications and history and all kinds of stuff. When the sun was shining all day long, spent virtually all day in and around the house, taking a wee bit now and again, but even my wife offered, she said, why don't you go on your bike for a bit? I looked outside and I thought, yeah, I'd do that. That'd be great, just to escape. But my mind wouldn't let me escape. I prepared to go out and then I thought, but I really need to get this sorted. I really need to get it sorted. This is what can happen to your mind. So, I'm not lingering that this morning because it's now as of the postage of my last letter this morning. There will be no more. It's in the hands of, well, since I've been praying to God, it's in the hands of God. Good morning, Mrs. Blackwood. How are you? She's been quite dusky, you know. Dusky brown, dark dusky brown now, more than normal. And I hear you. She's up in the fence, just to my right. If she's down the dustbin beside me. Come on then. Down on the blocks, looking. Yeah, if that, a wee birdie could actually say the words. So, apart from the issue, let's just call it the issue. It's been good to have so much weather. We've got family staying with us at the moment. Well, I say family, it's my wife's brother and his wife. They have been over, oh, how long now? I'm a week past on Saturday, so about 10 days from us, staying with us. They have been amazed by the weather. Coming from down the Gold Coast area of Australia. Why don't you just land on my shoulder? Huh? They've been amazed by the weather, so they have a hired a car for them and they're off jaunting for a wee bit, not sure how long. They'll come back when they come back, but with this weather they should be making the best of the expense, and it is an expense here to hire a car, to use that car and get away. See what they can, anyway. So, not sure how long this good weather will last. But certainly can't complain if and when it does break. So long as it comes back again, it doesn't abandon us for the rest of the summer. Everything's so beautiful and green and lush. It's let's just say it's summery. Yeah, that would cover it all. Summery. It's beautiful when the sun is not high in the sky, but when it's at the position it's in just now and it's, if you like, it's backlighting the trees, creating so many bright spots and shadows and filtering through the trees into the garden, so the shrubs, the plants are on again. Well, they talk about dapple shade. I could say it's dapple sunshine. Far nicer, it's much more, what's the word? ethereal, I don't know. Yes. It has much more character than when the sun's high in the sky and beaten down. Kind of washes out. Not that I'm complaining about hot sun in the high sky. But, yeah. I think it gives the garden a whole... a much better character. If I was going to paint the garden, this is the time I would paint it, you know. I need to finish painting the fence before I start getting the art brushes out. Not that I would do any justice to the garden with the paintbrush. Away. Anyway, I think Mrs. Blackbird deserves a wee bit of crap, a wee bit of granola. Hoping you're all well out there. Hoping life's good where we are.